their tune, in their merits, in their looking, in their characters, some anywhere different in body and in quality, must be different. So Sikha and Guru, Diksha Guru cannot be equal in all respect, never. There should be some inequality in Krishna realization in bhakti. Rup Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are all qualified and association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridas Thakur is just like so. But so much difference. Haridas Thakur, really he is Acharya of Namacharya. And all know that he was very near and dear to Mahaprabhu. No? But he was Brahma or Prahlad Maharaj. Rup Goswami, he was also associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No? In age he was some junior. So Haridas Thakur also used to take Rup Goswami as his son. No? But in both, who is superior in all respect? Rup Goswami. When he will come and he will touch the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur will bless him, let his blessing. But yet, in devotional line, Rup Goswami is Rup Manjari, very near and dear. It may be in lakh thousand years, but Haridas Thakur may be like that. To take the lotus dust of Srila Rup Goswami. But yet, the honor both. No? So, in Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru, like your Diksha Guru is Gaur Govinda Maharaj. No? Take Swamiji like your Siksha Guru. Do you consider it?
Yes.
Like your Siksha Guru?
Yes.
Swamiji?
Yes.
Because you read his books?
Yes.
You adopt his teachings? And you know that Gaur Govinda Maharaj follows Swami.
Yes.
You know. So he is so much senior to Gaur Govinda Maharaj.
Yes.
So your Diksha Guru is junior to Siksha Guru. Understand this? But if Gaur Govinda Maharaj your Diksha Guru and he any devotee, his disciple, very qualified, but not like him, and you thinking that he is my Siksha Guru, then Siksha is Guru. So you'll have to consider all these things. But if you think that I'm reading the books of Rupa Goswami and I like him more, I want to follow him, he's my Siksha Guru. Like Krishna Karnamrita, Kavi Karna Guru, Billamangala. He has accepted Krishna like Siksha Guru. Siksha Guru, Sikkim. He is Siksha Guru. So we can consider that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my Siksha Guru. And your Gurudev is
Diksha.
Diksha. Then who is senior? Who is supreme?
Diksha.
So you should consider like this. It depends on the quality and the devotion of that devotee. So we should consider like this. If my Shiksha Guru is more qualified, then we should think that he is senior. But yet my Gurudev has taken this Sikha to us in Krishna consciousness. So I will have to offer Dandavat Pranam and everything first, then Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. Who is really Guru? Who is really Guru? Who only gives the mantra here, but nothing else. And after that, sometimes he falls down. Or not falls down, but he does not become very high class of devotee. I think that Guru is he. We can accept his teachings, his career, his all moves, and we are following him and try to follow them. His teachings, his career, characters, moves, then he is good. Actually, he is good. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has first told that Eish Chhaya Guru Sikhya Guru Je Amar. These are six. Rup Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sijiva Gopal Bhatta Dhatra. They are my Sikhya Guru. But he has not clearly written that. Who is his Diksha Guru? Has he done? Who was the Diksha Guru of Rup and Sanatana Goswami? Who was? When he gave sacred thread or anything and mantra to them? Never. But they took always and followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they have written that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my Guru. Both. So, if a devotee is attached or has something, wants to follow his mode and actually taking everything, some whole thing from him, his
some devotees they claim that they are Prabhupada's follower just because they say, I accept this siksha, I don't need to be initiated.
Some devotees say they accept the instructions of Swami Maharaj and they say, I do not need Diksha Guru, I will just follow
this Swami. This is quite wrong. It is quite against Shastra. A living Guru should be there. Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru, both. But Siksha Guru we can take like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Krishna, we know how much. But there should be living. Otherwise, why? Narad has taken everything from anyone, but he accepted Brahma to be Guru. Why Vyas thinks? And he took Ditya from Narad Goswami. In our line, we see why Vyas must. But for higher class of devotees, we cannot consider like this worldly system, rules and beliefs. Like Haridas Thakur has no Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru. He took Advaita Acharya like Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but actually not there was no any
formality.
Fire sacrifice or anything like this. So by whom we are attracted, he can be our Shikha, Roha. And in Bhagavad Parampara, as you are telling, it means in Bhagavad Parampara. But in Shishya Parampara or Guru Parampara, a Guru must be there. Like my Diksha Guru was Nitya Lila Purusha Srisman Bhakti Pragyan Kesa Bhakti. But I have taken Siksha from so many Prabhupada disciples, like Siddhar Maharaj, Pujyapad, Swamiji, Shoti Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Vishpuri Maharaj,
Giri Maharaj,
Madhav Maharaj. But in among Shikha Guru, one should be coming. And if Diksha Guru has given everything, like me, he gets my Shiksha also, Diksha, both. So my main Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. Diksha Guru ji and main Shiksha Guru is my Guru. But I have taken, collected so many Shiksha from others also. Also I took Rupa Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, my Shiksha. Srimad Bhagavatam, my Shiksha. Chaitanya Charitamrita, my Shiksha. Like Avadhut,
Dattatreya.
He has 24 Gurus.
So if
when drama will be? No drama? This is drama?
If Diksha Guru is superior to, say, our once prominent Shiksha Guru, but the Shiksha Guru actually gives most of the actually teaching, gives everything. So
where is the prominency of Shiksha Guru? In this world, when we are initiated by any guru, qualified guru, no? Then it may be that there are some more disciples also. So he has no time in his life, always to associate. And also there is a reason that we have some regard for our Gurudev, Diksha Guru, because they do Sashtang Pranam to him. We cannot laugh, we cannot joke to our Diksha Guru, who is fond of. But Shiksha Guru, qualified like him, it may be that more qualified by Diksha Guru, but we have no such regard for that. And we can embrace him, we can joke him, we can ask so many questions that we cannot ask from our Gurudev. No?
Yes.
Like, what was the relation with Lalita to Krishna? And what was the relation to Rup Manjari, or how they are serving? We cannot directly ask this question to Diksha Guru. Very hard. What is called Vilas? What is called Ramana? What is called service? Very hard. But Shiksha Guru In a joke we can ask him, sometimes we can embrace him, sometimes we can take him for your feet, and he will quarrel that, oh, why you are taking? Like dhasta dhasti, you know?
Continue.
Siksha Guru, everything. We can give very, like a friend, but to Gurudev is very hardly to be here like you. We'll have to keep some regard and honor. Also with Diksha Guru, same thing, but hearts,
more intimacy.
Like father and uncle. If uncle is younger, so much younger, then we think like brother. But father we cannot think like brother. Not playing with father. You can play with uncle. I don't know here in the Western country, but in India it is like so. So, with Siksha Guru, we can open our heart very easily. But Diksha Guru is better. Any qualified devotee can do like that. So these are some
things.
I think that Bindu Madhava Prabhu, he has brought some of his friends.
Yes, he can come.
He wants to introduce them maybe.
Yes, you can introduce.
Of course.
You can come here. Ram Vijay came?
Yes.
Where you went in the morning, sitting with a side and you went to straight and
the side.
I was very worried that where he is gone. And sitting no trace of
Bindu
Madhava
Prabhu.
Bindu Madhava Prabhu. Only Bindu was there but not Madhava was
there. No, you came other direction, he searching all the way and came at last here.
Yeah. You can tell about him.
So he's a businessman. I know him since.
In Paris?
In Paris. Mm-hmm. Well, he's international businessman. He's doing big, he tried to do big business. He has very, very high connection in the Middle East, in Europe, America, everywhere. And he's working on that field since many, many years. And before, he was a vegetarian. He was a brahmachari for 10 years.
Oh, in what?
No, himself.
Oh, himself. No marriage, nothing?
He was married
brahmachari.
He was married 2 times. He had many children, but he trained his children in brahmachari and vegetarian.
He has been married for 2 times, he has some children, and he trained all his children to be brahmachari and vegetarian.
Very good.
And then after he entered married life, and he had a business, and then he had to make a choice, either to keep on follow his spiritual path, or to make business. So he chose to make business to maintain his family.
There's a question to him, if he will have collect so much wealth. By business one can collect some wealth. So if he collects wealth more than Ford company, any big
Rockefeller.
With that wealth, what he will do? At the time of death.
si tu peux amener gagner plus d'argent que Ford ou que Rockefeller, au moment de la mort, qu'est-ce que tu vas faire avec cette richesse?
C'est pas pour moi, c'est pour les états. What
you will do with that wealth?
Je peux répondre directement à la question que tu veux dire.
Have you think about this?
Est-ce que tu as pensé à ça?
Will he take a needle from that? A needle from that wealth he will take and go.
Est-ce que tu pourras emporter avec toi par de la vie dans le domaine de la mort? Est-ce que tu pourras emporter une sorte de petite épargne?
Certainement pas. Non. Je n'ai pas cette intention.
What you tell?
Nothing.
Then why you are doing so much Yes, so do only to maintain your life and your subordinate's life. And try to have a very good wealth which will go with you and it will save you forever. It will make you forever happy in this world also. So I'm not warning you to
make money.
You should make money. But not so much that like dogs always. A dog was running very quickly. I told, ask where you are going. I have no time to speak. No? And he went some way and he saw a tree or a
milestone.
And he did some
passing.
And again quickly ran. So what we are doing, we should try to for what? There was a king Raman in India. Do he name the name of Raman? He know?
Have you heard the name of Raman?
Oh, his kingdom and his
whole
city was made of gold. Everything gold. And he has more than hundreds and thousands very beautiful wives. And he has 1 lakh of sons. And more than that, he has nephews. But in the last, he was killed, everything was burnt, wife left, son was dead, no one was there, and wealth also was burnt. So after that, everything is gone. So we should try to maintain our life and make money to maintain our life happily only, to chant, remember, and to have devotional life for God. It will give you pleasure, happiness of mind and heart, and for other people. I know Napoleon. I know Alexander,
the great
Alexander, when he invaded India, he looted all the jewels of India, and so many beautiful girls and daughters of Indians, so beautiful ladies. And when he was returning, he became sick. He became sick and he was unable to speak anything. He was dying. He told that, bring my whole general with whole
soldiers.
and bring my all jewels which I have looted, collected. And bring my all weapons with generals. And my wives I have looted here and there. I pray them that they can take anyone can take all these things and give me 1 minute life. But anyway, no one was ready to leave. And thus he saw everything and he left his body. So we should not be like that. Health is not bad. But the process we use, it should be good. If it is used in good sense, it is okay. But generally we don't see like this. And try not to be attached with that. If there is attachment, then next time you will be a snake and you will always try to save that property. After that dog, you can be anything to save that property. Because in Gita or everywhere we see, what you will think at the time of departure from this world, at the time of day, your birth will be likewise. If you have attraction for your wife, then you will be woman. If you have so much attraction for dog, you will be dog. If you like so much fish, then you will have to come like fish. So be very careful for these all things. And try to chant God very easily.
Say to give, first give you my heart, our hearts. But what does this mean to me? I do not even understand what my heart is.
What are you telling?
He said you often tell us you should give your heart to me. And I do not know what my heart even is. He said, how can I understand it?
You can think like heart is now energy. Because you don't know your heart, so you can think like your energy is your heart. Understand energy?
Effort. Yes.
What is energy?
My time, my work, my
not only work. Define. What is energy?
Your energy.
To give one's mind, words, feelings, emotions, everything.
What in energy?
Living force. The living force of someone is power to do anything.
If you are doing a job, if there is no energy, you cannot do. No? You are making money. If there is no energy, you cannot do. You are chanting Hare Krishna. Without energy, you cannot do. So, Guru wants that you should give that energy.
what you ever you do, you should do for the Guru. You cannot do in this stage, but a stage will come that you can do. Now you can think that, oh, I should give my wealth, I should give my everything to do that. But you cannot do. There should be some svatantrata in your mood.
Independence.
Independence. You can tell verbally, but you cannot. Guru knows you. But as much as you can go, so try to give all your energies. Whatever you do, you drink, you eat, you do anything, you do for Guru. Guru Dev will not take and digest it. It will take, he will take it all and give in this. Lot of feet of Guru Dev to give to Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. If they are not giving and they are digesting themselves, they are culprits. They are cheaters and they will fall down. No time. And they are doing all, life always. Rishi. Once Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told his disciples, oh, you are doing pranam to me, I am unable to take it. I am collecting and I will be in the lotus feet of my Guru. I am not proper, qualified to take it. My Gurudev is qualified. And by Gurudev, I have told so many things to you and you are thinking me my Gurudev. But actually he is. He will give it all in the lotus feet of Krishna. His deity, worshipable deity. Radha Krishna or Mahaprabhu. This is Gurudev. And a Gurudev taking a person from that thing, he is culprit. He is not Gurudev. Never. And those who are doing businesses, 50% to temple and 50% making in their pocket, they are culprit. They will have to take dand for this.
They have to suffer for this.
So much suffer.
No, anybody. Anybody who goes out and collects.
In the name of Guru and Vaishnava, or for himself, it is okay. And if he is collecting, he should give all to his Guru. Anyone is respecting me? Why? Because I'm chanting Hari Name. I'm telling something good teaching. But from where I have received? From my Gurudev. So this should not never be forgotten. All is due to the mercy of Gurudev. Some leaders are thinking that, we are so qualified. And that is why they are. They don't think. You should tell them also. You should tell what I told. To all? No, you have to. Understand that generally we eat for ourselves. We sleep for ourselves. We rest for ourselves. We make money for ourselves. Whatever we do for own self. But a disciple, actually in full sense, he should take anything that I will be healthy and I will serve my Guru.
I will take, I will sleep, that in morning very quickly I will rise and serve my holy master Krishna and Guru. That is why he said. He chants not for him. Why he chants? Why he remembers that I will be qualified by this to serve by Holy Master or Radha and Krishna or God? He reads books. Why he reads books? Gita? By that I will have mercy from God, I will realize my soul, and quickly I will serve. So everything, whole energy is used for his holy master and Krishna. This is the art to learn all this and do bhajan without any fear or without any problem. I heard a cassette when I went to Bhuvaneswar. What she is telling?
Speaking about the name of the
deities,
there is some controversy like Rukmini Dwarkadish or Radhapatra Sarathi. There is some controversy about this.
No controversy.
Now she says she is in some kind of doubt because there are letters where
Swamiji's writing.
Letter is not authentic, but the books he has written, it is authentic. More authentic. Rup Goswami has not admitted this. He was Rupanuga Vaishnava. How he can accept? I know that from very senior devotees like Jadurani, from so many senior Vaishnava from Swamiji, they told that Swamiji never kept these names. There are so many proofs for this. They are ready to give that proofs. And I know that it is absurd. Those who don't know Siddhant, for them it may be some confusion. But for any person knowing all these Siddhant, like Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, in Chaitanya Charitamrita beginning he has cut all these things, that these are all rasabhas.
He says, for instance, in one letter, Swami Maharaj writes, someone asked him, why did you call Radha Bhatta Sharati? Is this Krishna on the battlefield? How can he be?
Yeah.
He said, even if you said that, Swami Maharaj answered that, even if you don't see Srimati Radharani, she is eternal energy, so she
in letter, but he in books he has written like this. This is Rasabhas. Letter is periodical.
Time and circumstance.
No? And it is for the persons who not knowing Siddhant. In beginning, he has told like this. Anyone can tell like this. No heart. But established truth, it is action. To give encouragement of then automatically you will know everything. For sometimes it is told that all gurus are Nityananda, but actually it is not right. Those who are so qualified, Uttam Mahabhagavat, to them it can be told, not for all. But we tell generally no harm. Like instance, Bhagavan Das here in this zone used to initiate so many. And he was like Nityananda Prabhu. If he was Nityananda Prabhu or Baladev Prabhu, how he can fall down? Not only Bhavananda and so many were initiating, they are not Nityananda Prabhu. But it is told general. No harm. For beginners. Swamiji has told something for beginners. And for real devotees, he has told in his books everything. He had told that I'll make boardings, lodging rooms, homes, and I will give them flesh, even cow
meat.
I will give them eggs and wine also. But they should chant Hare. Is it
eternal?
And this should be adapted by all?
I
told that I am giving
renounce order to you, and you should be very pure. Why they are not obeying this? He told that all brahmachari should worship in temple. They should be brahmachari, and after that they should be grihastha, may be there, but sannyasi should not marry. Why they are doing? Why? This is obeying Swami. All that honor all. Why they are not on? He told that he told that everything is Harinam and in association. He never went to any degree colleges and anywhere. Everything by chanting. Nama, Chintamani, Krishna Chaitanya Vigraha. He has told, and he has told that Nam Swayam Sphurtada.